Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet and also what we can try and spot in our dark skies. As usual, we are very fortunate to have the services of astronomer Christopher Phillips available to us, and we welcome him back right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be back. So this week, stargazers look out for Mars in the western sky after sunset, where it will be visible till around 10 p.m. The moon this week is passing through its last quarter phase and will, of course, herald a return of dark skies, perfect for stargazing.
I got an excited email from Christopher that he has news about gravitational waves. One of his favorite topics. What do you have for us?
Indeed. When we talk about observatories here on Stargazer, we are often referring to large ground-based or radio telescopes or even space telescopes. But in recent years, we have seen a whole new branch of astronomy open up, that of gravitational wave astronomy. And this requires no telescopes at all. It is one of the most exciting areas in astronomy, and it is developing rapidly. The Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, or LIGO for short, is its premier instrument for this sort of science, and it recently got a major upgrade.
And for the rest of us who have no idea about how this stuff works, try to fill us in how we explore the universe with this tool.
Well, LIGO does not collect light as a traditional telescope would do. Instead, it detects gravitational waves propagating through space by using a system of sensitive lasers. When the gravitational waves pass through the detector, they create tiny variations in space-time which disturb the lasers and tell us something big has happened out there.
And these gravitational waves must be produced by some pretty heavy stuff. Give us an example.
Some of the first observations made with LIGO were of extreme astrophysical phenomena like merging black holes or colliding neutron stars, things we called kilonova.
And so what's the upgrade?
Well, basically, astronomers and engineers have reduced the amount of noise in the detector. So this basically means that we will be able to pick out actual signals more easily.
And with this new field in astronomy expanding so rapidly, are there other facilities that are also being built to do this kind of thing?
There are indeed. In fact, in Japan, the Kagura Observatory is expected to go online in the next few years, allowing us to create a detection network that is much larger. And this will help us detect, and more accurately, some of the sources of these mysterious gravitational waves.
It's Christopher Phillips, and another exciting report here on Stargazer. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week. And you can find Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.